Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Time now for Worst Call Wednesday. Brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center.
No call here on the push. Now he turns around. The skate of Kulak might have got into the skate of Bennett as he goes backwards, but for Stuart Skinner, he's trying to find this puck through all the bodies here, and as he goes down, there's contact and the puck goes through. Chris King is here on site, so nothing goes to Toronto. They're right here in the building, and that did not take long.
After reviewing the play, the actions of the Edmonton defenseman knocking 9 down. That's where the call on the ice is confirmed. We have a goal.
It's not Wednesday, it's Thursday. I have a day of the week clock, but we forgot Worst Call Wednesday yesterday, so we'll do it today. And we got a bad call for it. Worst Call Wednesday, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. That's the worst call on the ice of the night. One of the worst calls you could make is skipping your recommended cancer screenings. To learn more about potentially life-saving screening recommendations and guidelines, visit roswellpark.org/screening. Jeremy and Joe, a little more on this in a moment. If you're joining us on the YouTube stream, click like and subscribe. Join. Maybe this is your opportunity because right now everybody's doing it. The Odyssey app having a little bit of a struggle today. Maybe you popped us on the radio. That's great, of course. But jump on the YouTube stream and, you know, you can see us there day to day. We're there every day.
Yes, we are.
We're on your smart TVs. We're in your phones.
How many people are doing that, though?
Smart TV?
On the TV?
I
bet phone is the leader.
I'm finding my way where I'll pop on YouTube to look for something to watch, and, like, there's your face.
I'll see our videos. It's like on the recommended videos or whatever based on their whatever algorithms. Yeah.
So join us. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550 are phone numbers. We wanted to get to we were all watching the game together last night. Me, you, and Owen, we were at the golf simulator and watching the game, and we saw this play live, and as soon as we saw the review, I said to Owen, like, that's going to be an as a goalie segment because Sam Bennett was allowed to win best actor and create a goal for the Florida Panthers. So let's get to our senior goaltending correspondent, Owen Parker, as a goalie.
Carter Courtney with a shot off the post.
Parker got his pad back over to keep it out. Owen Parker shows off his flexibility.
Hey, as a goalie, should that guy have gotten that?
As a goalie.
As a goalie.
Brought to the blue line right in the middle. It's Matt Kaff now to the far boards again. Cross ice pass. Open cage.
Oh, Owen Parker with a glove save.
If you look at a game where you get 29 shots on goal against and give up 7 is not good.
Now it's time for As a Goalie with senior goaltending correspondent Owen Parker.
Yeah. So anyway, Sam Bennett just like crashed into Stuart Skinner and was like, oops.
It's the most vet move, like Sam Bennett move you could ever make. Just knows he gets touched within an 8-foot radius of the crease. He's like, oh, I can cross over and try and demolish Stuart Skinner and maybe nothing will happen. I could not believe that
they
call.
let that stand.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah,
I,
the multiple replays. Who was it? It's not Eddie Olczyk that's on the call there. Is it Boucher?
Brian Boucher.
Yeah. As soon as someone for the first time says, like, I don't know, what about what the defender did? I'm thinking, there's no way anyone would buy that.
It was like Bennett was heading up ice and gets his foot just tapped by an Edmonton Oilers.
And then throws his other
and
foot into that.
Immediately pivots and crosses over into so that he can get at Skinner, and like ton of breaks just falls right into him. It's so, so bad. And like it's a difficult thing to enforce and sort of define goaltender interference. Like you never know what a guy's intentions are. You never know sort of what maybe happened with a skate. Like, you never know what guys blow an edge and they fall into a goalie. But this, to me, was just...
It was tough.
It's tough. And, you know, it's kind of like the suspensions. You almost got to take into account, like, this is Sam Bennett we're talking about here.
Right. What are his goalies crashed per 60?
Oh.
You know?
He's tapped, I think, every goalie they've played so far. He has run through at least one time.
He's the one that knocked out Stolarz, right?
Like, tried to get... who were they playing last round? Oh, Carolina. He got Anderson with a nasty elbow that nothing really came of it, but it was a dirty, dirty play. And it's just, this guy knows he can get there, and he knows he does it so much that it's not going to surprise anybody too much. So you get away with it. And I think it's just really, really poorly done. It's a bad decision.
On the intermission, Lundqvist called it out and says a terrible call. And then Anson Carter handed him a tissue.
Yeah.
For crying about it.
I saw that, yeah.
Come on.
Listen, I think that panel and TNT, you know, it's not possible to replicate what inside the NBA is.
Uh-huh.
I think the NHL coverage is the best it's been in a long time.
Yes.
I think TNT does a great job.
That studio show specifically. Bissonnette's really good on it.
Gretzky's pretty good.
I like Lundqvist.
Yep. Anson Carter's good. Liam McHugh does a great job. I think TNT does a really nice job. Remember when it used to just be going to Keith Jones and they'd say like shots, pucks to the net for 20 minutes?
In the same studio. They're in the same studio for 15 years.
Yeah. And now they're on site and it's great.
Yeah. They also like are willing to make fun of each other a little bit, right? Which is that's the thing from inside the NBA that they've taken again a very small piece of. But I agree with you. I mean, Bennett knows what he's doing,
100%.
And now you open the door for him to do that the rest of the series why wouldn't he? If I go to the net, why don't I just fall over the defenseman and just cause chaos and like? That's a great role.
Oilers can do the same thing now. They're gonna get we're gonna see. I guarantee it. Next game, both goalies will be hit. I would bet my life on it. Just because when you get a call like this, the team knows it. The team notices. Both teams. Obviously the guys that scored know. All right, we can do that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Great. The team that just got it done to them is going, I didn't think we were able to do that. All right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like I know where the line is. You've shown me what I can and cannot do. So let's toe the line. And I would not be surprised to see a very questionable sort of dirty play on a goalie next game, just because guys are going to be comfortable getting close to him.
I got to check what was Stuart Skinner's save percentage last night. It was 906. Okay.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
So he has, okay, never mind. In game five, he broke his trend the last couple games. He had that stretch where he was either under 900 or a shutout. And so, like, if you score on him, you're going to get a couple more. And last night, they're up 3-1, and he shut the door.
He deserves a lot of credit for that. That second period and overtime, he was unbelievable and, like, really gave them a chance to win. Bob was great, too.
Bobrovsky.
I mean, he had, like, 45 saves in that game. He was great. But Stu, like, righted the ship. I talked about it a little bit. I don't remember if it was with you guys or on Saturday, but Skinner's known for being mentally very strong, resilient, sort of can bounce back, and that's, I think, what we saw just in that game.
There's a play I'm reminded of from the Sabre season, by the way. Maybe no one will remember this play, but remember Sabres are playing in Colorado against, like, so forgettable. Zach Benson's in front of them. He gets thrown into the Avalanche goaltender.
Yes.
And the Avalanche goaltender is laying on the ice injured. Benson grabs the puck from behind the net, wraparound, scores, while the goalie is laying on the ground injured. He got thrown into the goalie while he's in front of the net. Just think about how Bennett could never do a push or a pull up.
Was it Bennett?
Bennett, yeah. Remember Bennett could never do a pull up.
It was Bennett and Mittelstadt was also a
Mittelstadt
pull-up
too.
Guy.
Well, Mittelstadt, I think his picture was just funny. He might have actually done one, or right. like three. Right. But Bennett couldn't do any. And he's, you know, older now. I'm almost thinking, why not just throw? Because this was Benson. Benson's a small guy. He's always, he gets thrown around a lot. Why not just put your smallest player in front of the net? Let the big hulking defenseman on
push
the other team
into the net.
Shove him into your own goal because you're not going to get that call. Right. This play got challenged in the Sabre Avalanche game for goalie interference and it stood. Because Benson's given up 70 pounds to this guy, so the guy throws him like a bowling ball, and what is he supposed to do?
And that
put your
so
smallest
much,
guy in front and just let him crash into the goalie via the other team.
It's so much less egregious than Bennett did last night too, because Bennett like barely got touched and threw himself into the goalie. Like Benson legit got demolished.
I'm not saying
but
Bennett.
It's the same idea. Like you can just get contact in front and fall towards the paint.
Right. What I mean, and Bennett maybe is doing it on purpose.
Oh, 100%.
But what I'm almost imagining is, you know, like Bennett might be better for this if Bennett's not this guy with all this upper body strength or whatever, as opposed to, you know, let me go put some goon out in front of the net that's going to be able to stay on his feet.
Yeah, like
then I'm not going to get plays like that.
Ristolainen in front when he was on the Sabres.
Or Chara.
Times. Yeah, I think you could go both ways. Like just want your smallest guy so that he accidentally gets thrown or put a guy out there that's willing to go, I got touched, I know I can just fall towards Skinner or whoever the goalie is and probably mess him up a little bit and not have any sort of consequences for it.
Get a call in quick. John in Chicago. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
Good.
First of all, as far as I'm considering, you know, Brett Hall and that foot being in the whole goal crease over Dominik Hasek, that's a goal last night. Bottom line. The reason I'm calling right now is because our Buffalo Bills are going to win the AFC East Championship for a sixth straight season. And it solidified it with Matt Collins' comments yesterday talking about how he regrets leaving Buffalo. Your feelings on that, gentlemen?
I did not see him say this. Where did he say this?
He literally said that he regrets leaving Buffalo because in his current locker room in New England, there's no camaraderie, team, accountability. Guys,
I think this is one of those fake stories you see on Facebook, which...
No, it is.
I'm telling you, it's a fake Facebook story.
Yeah.
Facebook right now is in a... I mean, it always has been. You know, who cares if it's real or not? But John, this is the we are in the murderer's row era of Facebook telling you stories like Eric Wood is the new offensive line coach, and Mac Hollins regrets leaving the Bills, slams the Patriots. It's not true. It did not happen. He did not say it. Yeah. They don't find guys for showing up late or skipping practice because it's just because it's sunny. I never saw that kind of thing with the Bills. It's all fake.
It's fake.
Did not happen. He did not say that. He does not regret it. He has not said anything like that. It's not true.
You're telling us the graphic looks like it got made in Microsoft Word 2003.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's a fake quote.
Yep. And seriously, there are these accounts now that just post nothing but fake stories.
Yeah.
And it's kind of wild that it happens, but it's true.
Remember the Ravens one from the playoff game about Matt Milano?
Yes, that Matt Milano was talking trash.
Yeah. The quietest Bill of all time was talking trash. I did, while looking for that, I did see a story from Pat's Pulpit about how Hollins, the guy there was answering questions from, he's one of the beat guys for New England, and was asking, getting questions from fans about surprise cuts, and the guy he mentioned was Mac Hollins. Like, it might be between him and Javon Baker. Hollins doesn't have a lot of guaranteed money. Baker had a really bad year last year, but he was a fourth-round pick, and they've got Booty, and they've got Bourne and Diggs and, you know, Polk. So maybe it's between Hollins and Baker for that final spot.
Yeah, I'm scrolling this one Facebook account to find the other hilarious, funny stories that are, of course, not real. Here's one: salty ex-Bills say Haley and Josh are not good together. Like, not real. Did not happen.
Look. Not that I've seen.
No. So, you gotta be head on a swivel. It's worse than ever. The good news is that a lot of these fake Bill stories on Facebook are so absurd that you were able to kind of just dismiss them. In this case, Mac Hollins did not do that.
Yeah.
All right. You know what I learned yesterday? That Haley Steinfeld's uncle is Body by Jake. I did not know that. You probably don't even know who Body by Jake is.
I don't know what that. What is that?
Body by Jake?
Is that a show?
It was an exercise plan infomercial.
Oh.
Isn't that how Larry David got invited to the wedding? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why he was there? I thought Josh has invited him because why wouldn't you want Larry David at your wedding?
I think he's connected to her dad, maybe. Hmm. But I did not know that. Hold on. Check this real quick that I didn't get got on a fake Facebook story. I did. but I did check into it. Like, I looked. Yeah. He's a client of Pete Steinfeld, Haley's father, who's a personal trainer.
And Haley's his niece.
Yeah. So, yeah. Body by Jake.
Right, you said uncle.
Jake's her uncle. All right, 803-0550. Fun times today. You can pop in on the chat and say whatever you want. You can like and subscribe. You can do your thing. Jeremy and Joe, pick of the week when we return, and then the NBA Finals preview with Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com. It's all coming up here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.